All right, so we're going to do a quick review of what we've been studying over the past like 8 or 10 weeks for a while now. What is it? What? Gospel life. And what does gospel life mean? You guys should be good at this now. We've done this like every week. Quick answers. All right, you got it? All right. You got notes? Wow. All right. What does the gospel life mean? There it is up there. Why did we pick that? Why is that the name? Quick, somebody. Yeah, Maddie. Yeah, we live the whole entire life that we have for the gospel. And what are some stories that we saw that taught us something about a gospel life and what it looks like? Yeah, you, right there. Boom. No? Yeah, no. Matthew, what about him? Yeah, he like just immediately obeyed when Jesus said, follow me. He got up and went. All right, what else? What are some other stories? Yeah. John? Which John? John the Baptist. What did we learn from John the Baptist? What? Oh, way to go. Good job. What did we learn from him? Anybody remember? You keep raising your hand on me and putting it down. What did we learn from John the Baptist? Remember he was eating locusts, wearing crazy clothes? What was the deal with him? How did he show us a gospel life? He did baptize people. Yeah, he did that. What else? You get answered. I mean, you're the one who said John the Baptist. I'm waiting on you. What do you get? He preached. His life was about preaching what? What did he preach? The gospel, right? Repentance and turning to God. What else? What are some other stories? Yeah. Yeah. Yep, Matthew was there, the tax collector. And he's actually sitting, eating with the tax collectors, right? And everybody's like, what are you doing that for? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't study that, but you are. Do you guys know what happened with the story with the hole in the roof? Tell me that one. The paralyzed. Okay, yeah, go with it. Yeah, and what did that teach us? What kind of gospel? Like, go ahead. Yes. What kind of faith, though? We didn't just say faith. We said what a certain type of faith. You guys remember? What did they do with their faith? They put into action. Good, yeah. So we're learning all these awesome things about our gospel life. Good job, guys. All right. Then the last one, I think it was the last one, we looked at this thing of Sabbath. Remember, like everybody was like, what are you doing? And Jesus is like, hey, what do you say to them when they asked him about Sabbath? What are you guys eating this grain out of the field? It's Sabbath. What did he say? You guys remember? Yeah, all right. You're right, and you're right, and what? What'd you say? Kind of that was the gist, yeah. Kind of, in a way. He said the Sabbath was made for man, right? The man wasn't made for Sabbath. So in other words, like, Jesus is even the Lord of our religion, like even our church and everything that we do that we call religion. Jesus is the Lord of that too. All right, cool. So this gospel life, we just keep saying that everything comes back to the gospel, and we're willing to put everything aside for this because it's the most important thing in our lives. So we told you guys before we left for the Guatemala mission trip 2 weeks ago, you guys prayed over the Guatemala team, or maybe we just did in high school. But anyway, they went this last week during spring break to go to Guatemala and to start to live this thing, and some of them already were, but we were living it last week, and hopefully everybody here was living it. So we were all over the world last week between all of us, right, living this gospel life. So I asked some of these people who went to Guatemala specifically to come share some of the testimonies about how they saw this thing called gospel life happen during our trip. So, Sierra Harrell, I'm going to ask you, will you come up first? Yeah, I mean, why not? She's going to come up and share with you.
Okay, I think it was the first day we went. Oh, I'm Sierra, by the way. The first day we went, we were at Hope of Life, and we were just touring, and we went to the nutrition center, and across from there, there was this old lady, and she was blind, and she couldn't see, and she had like a hump in her back. Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but she's kind of old, and she couldn't see for a while. She was blind, and all these things took place, and she was on a bus, and somebody gave her money to go to the doctor, and she was healed, but now she's becoming more blind or blind again. And but her testimony was, through all of that, she was very content with what she had, and she was just like, well, if I'm blind, then oh well, you know, God has a purpose for it. And her message to us was, even though we're still young, just to praise God through whatever the circumstances. So
hey guys, how are we? Thank you. Well, I'm gonna tell you about our Guatemala visit. It was fun. Well, I mainly went on this trip. I wasn't really close to God before. You know, I didn't really have a relationship with God. I had a relationship. I believed in Jesus, but never really, really like jumped into it or anything. Or, you know, I didn't praise God. I didn't sing that much. Stuff like that, and just didn't feel closer to God. But when I went, the first day we got on the trip, we got on all the transportation done, and on our train to on our plane to Guatemala, I was sitting next to this guy, and all of a sudden, like, I think God just kind of put this guy there just to get me started. I said, you know, we started talking, played some Sudoku, you know, normal plane stuff, and so then I turned to my right and I said, I've been talking for about a good hour, and I said, are you saved? You know, I figured, mission trip, let's actually do it. And he turns to me and he goes, you know what? I am saved. And we just started talking about all the Christian stuff, you know, talking about Jesus Christ. I asked him, have you accepted Jesus? And he was just like, yes, yes, I have. You know, I'm actually going down here to see my family, and, you know, you've actually pressured me to actually go in and tell them. And I was just like, wow, you know, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good start. And so we had gotten there, we had gone to the compound, which is probably about a good 6 hours. It was like six. It felt like six. I was in the car with like you and like eight other people and a small bus. It's horrible. Anyway, you're going there to get closer to God, not to get closer to you guys. Anyway, so we had gotten there, and the compound was nicer than I was expecting. It's like a resort, so that's the good part. It gets you all kicked off. You're like, man, we're going to be living it good. And then you get to the jungle, and there's scorpions everywhere. And so getting to the mission part here. So we had gone to the village the first day. What was the name of that first village we went to? Chunacte? Well, we got into Chunacte, and, you know, it was hotter. It felt like 110. So Rob was like, we're going to do a small church service here, you know, feed them, and then we're going to go back to the compound out there. So we got there, and, you know, the church service was just great. And when Rob got up there, it was just, I didn't know what he was saying, but, you know, he was definitely on fire. And everybody was just like, and I was like, okay, all right, this is great. And then we did our skits, and they react to the skits so well. And they took God well, and, you know, I started to realize that, you know, this is great. This is something I want to do again. This is something, I'm looking at these people and how they're taking this, and it's just great. And they're, like, on fire for God, and, you know, they have nothing. These people have clothes that are ripped up. I'm in spiffy clothes. But they don't have, like, ripped up, and they had shirts ripped up. They were sick. They didn't have much to live. I mean, we live in, like, two, maybe three, like, in just nice houses and have nice shoes. These people don't even wear shoes. And, you know, like, it was just amazing to see how thankful they were. And they went to church. We all go to Firehouse every week, but they thank God for it every week for the stuff they have. And we don't, sometimes we just forget that. And we have so much. And, like, the main thing I'd like to get across to any of you guys is going on this trip was probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me. It definitely got me on track. And I can't emphasize enough how important it is to stay close to God and just to thank everything you have for him, you know, spend time with him during the day and just to thank him for what you have, because there's people that have it worse, and that's it.
Okay, hi guys. Okay. I'm probably going to end up sitting down like Jacob, but oh well. Okay, so I'm Shelby, and I want to talk to you guys about what we did in Guatemala. And first, I just want to say I have a lot to say, so if you want to talk to me about it, find me after, because this is going to be short, okay? But what I really want to talk about is that before the trip, you know, I was a leader in Firehouse, you know, in jubilation, doing all the stuff, going to church every week. And, you know, I can say I truly did love the Lord, but I wasn't on fire. Like last week showed me so much about God and how great he is and how big he is. And, you know, I didn't really grasp the concept of how big God was and how much I should praise him all the time. Like, I didn't think, like, I think about God and I'm like, yeah, he's, you know, he's cool. You know, send his son to die for me. That's good. You know, going to heaven because of that. And, but now, like, after seeing some of the things that I saw and like, experiencing the things that I experienced, like, I can honestly say I would do anything for my God. I would, you know, go anywhere, say anything, do whatever I had to do to, like, get you guys and other people in the world to, like, realize the amazingness of my God. And one thing that really stood out to me is I think it was the third day that we were in a village, my favorite village, called Adanales. Did I say that right? Okay. I think it was the third day, this girl, Veronica, she started asking questions to Miss Chupka, who was one of the adult leaders on the trip. And, you know, we are all kind of just around, and she was, like, really asking questions. And Miss Chupka talked to her about Christ. And, you know, it was just cool to see them talking. And then Veronica, like, you know, after this, like, probably, like, half an hour conversation, like, it was a good conversation. She accepted Christ, and it was like the coolest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. It was so cool to see that this little girl who is like, I think 11, that I've been playing around with, you know, joking around with all week, like, it clicked for her. She, even though, you know, she's not around it all the time, and she's not, you know, she hasn't gone to church since she was little or anything like that, it clicked for her, and she like accepted Christ, and it was the coolest thing I have ever seen in my entire life. Like, I was so blown away by the amazing power of God, and it was just like, what? Why don't I tell people about Jesus every day? Why don't I, you know, show them the amazing, I'm not like texting or anything, I have a verse I want to share for you guys. I'm not just like, oh, okay. But I just really, like, experiencing that showed me and opened my eyes to, like, instead of just for this week be on fire for God and serve everyone and, you know, tell everyone about my God, I need to do that for my entire life. Like, this week truly did change me, and it showed me that no matter where I am or who I'm with, I should be glorifying God and, you know, sharing his gospel. And so the verses I want to share are Acts 28:28 through 31. And it says, therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of this God, well, hold on. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation, if God has been sent to the Gentiles, they will listen. Salvation of God, yeah. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching them about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. My favorite verse of that is the last one, because it says that he is, this is Paul, just so you guys know, is proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. So what that means is he is at his house telling anyone who will listen about Jesus Christ, and he's not letting anything hold him back. So, you know, even if there's a day he wakes up and he doesn't really feel that well, or he wakes up and he, you know, doesn't really want to talk about God right now, or, you know, anything like that, he's still, without anything holding him back, he's not going to let the, you know, the devil get him down. He is going to boldly share, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ with all of these people. And what I hope for myself and for you guys is that what we take from that is that we should every single day serve the Lord and share his gospel.
Hi, guys. I'm Jordan, or Jordy, whatever you want to call me. I'm going to sit down. Hi, so I'm going to also tell you about Guatemala, and obviously. And, I mean, it's really hard to, like, put this into words. Like, you see so many things done and, like, so many lives changed. It's like, how do you even, like, begin to describe, like, the amazing things that you saw? And so I'm not going to tell you about a specific thing, so to speak, but just kind of how God really changed my heart and, like, changed my perspective on, like, everything in my life. And one thing he really taught me was that, like, you can become totally new in Christ. Like, your past is exactly that. Like, it's your past. Like, and that's something I was really struggling with. It just, like, letting things go. Because, like, you know how people, they love to bring up your past. Like, haha, you did this, you did that. And then I kind of just realized it's been holding me back. And, like, a lot of things, like, I haven't felt like I could, like, fully serve God to, like, my full potential. And what he really just taught me through Guatemala and just through all of, like, those smiling faces that you see every day and all the little kids you get to, like, cuddle, and they're so cute. And you just, like, because nothing really matters in Guatemala besides, like, God and, like, serving him to the fullest. And sorry, I'm kind of getting off my train of thought. And what he really just taught me was that, like, yeah, that just it. Like, your past can be your past. And, like, God doesn't care about your past. Like, he does, obviously. But to him, you can be as on fire for him as you want. Like, he doesn't care if you mess up. Like, he does, but he doesn't. You know what I mean? And it just, like, that is the most amazing feeling I've ever felt. Like, God loves me for who I am and doesn't, like, he's not gonna be like, wow, you did that. You can't go serve me in Guatemala. You can't do this. You can't do that. And it's just like, whoa, like, my God loves me and he loves all of these people. And it just really makes me want to love people even more. Like, they're just like me. Like, we all have our battles. We all have our struggles. And, like, God still loves us. Like, that's just the craziest thing. I don't even know. Like, it's just crazy to me. And what Jess, in specific, she showed me this verse. And I just, it really spoke to me. It's 1 Peter 2:11 through 12. And it says, "Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." And that last part really spoke to me, just that, like, though they accuse you of doing wrong, like, just prove them wrong. Like, I can still glorify God with everything that I do. Like, it doesn't matter that I've messed up. And I don't know if that makes sense to anybody or if I'm just, like, rambling, but that's just something God really laid on my heart that I felt like I should share. Because, like, if somebody would have told me that, like, years ago, I feel like I would have been in a much better place now. So I just encourage you to, like, just, I guess, move on, so to speak, if that makes sense. I don't know if any of this makes sense. But just, it's really encouraging that you can just be on fire for God in everything you do. Like, I don't know. If I would have looked back a couple years from now and, like, seen myself in Guatemala, like, that wouldn't have made any sense to me. But it was just the most, like, amazing, outstanding experience of my life. And I really can encourage you to just go. Like, not even Guatemala. Like, anywhere. Like, you just have to trust God that he's going to take you where he wants you, even if you don't even leave Merritt Island. Like, you just have to put your trust in God, and he will lead you, like, anywhere. Like, and he always has a plan. Like, his will is the only thing that matters. And people's opinions don't really matter, to be honest. Like, who cares? But just, I don't even know, just God just does crazy things to people, and it's just amazing. That's really all I have to say, so, yeah. Sorry for the rambling. Polly.
Hello. So my name is Holly, and hi, Tim. I just went on this Guatemala mission trip. It was my first one out of the country. I've been with Jubilation before. But let me tell you guys, it's different than the States. Going to a third world country really, really hit me it hit me hard. I'm not even joking. Like, beforehand, like, you know, I've always, you know, loved God and everything. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, God's cool, whatever. And I think this past year or 2 years, I've really been living my life. I don't know how to explain it, but I have been, this is going to sound weird, but I feel like I have been the founder of my faith. I was controlling my faith, so I thought. I wasn't really following God. Like, I was reading the Bible. I was doing this, all these good things, nice to everybody, trying not to, you know, do bad things, you know what I'm saying? Like, being a good person. And I'd pray to God, and I'd be frustrated. And I'm like, God, like, why aren't things working out for me? Why don't I ever feel you? And I'd be so frustrated with God. And in this mission trip, I was like, God, you know, I want this to end. I need to see you, like, once and for all. Like, this needs to stop. And whew, we were riding in the hot bus in the jungle, going to our little place in the jungle, and I'm hot. I look over at Rob, and he's like, you okay, Holly? And I'm like, no. If you guys don't know me, I have anxiety issues. I have to take medication. It's stupid. I don't get it, but whatever. And so I had this crazy anxiety attack I've never had in my life before. It was embarrassing. They had to take me off the bus. And my fingers, like, they froze. Like, they stuck. They were stuck. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed. I was scared. I was crying. I was a mess. And there was, like, we were traveling with missionaries. And one of them, Erica, she's, like, a nurse or whatever. She's really awesome. And she came to me, and she's like, you need to breathe. Just breathe. And I'm like, I can't move my fingers. What's wrong with me? What's going on? And I was freaking out. And in that moment, I realized I can't fix myself. I can't do it. And she prayed over me. And within a minute, I could move. I wasn't paralyzed anymore. And she ended up praying healing over my anxiety issues. And I stopped taking my anxiety pills, and God has healed me. I truly believe he has healed me from my anxiety issues. Yes, I still have some anxiety in me, but it's amazing to know that I do not have to take control of my anxiety, but my God will. And that is something that I learned, that I don't have to take control of every little thing in my life, but I can give it up to God. And there is no, I can't even explain to you. Like, I cry every day in rejoicing about that, knowing that he set me free from religion, from myself, and just from lies that Satan has told me, and I can just be free in Christ. And so that week, I was just serving the people in Guatemala and the villages, and God was still speaking to my heart. And now I just feel this overwhelming peace, like, you know what? I don't care. I can have an anxiety attack right here. I don't care, because God's going to heal me from it. And if I have fears, if I have doubts, I don't really care. You know, I'm human. I'm going to have doubts. And that's what God really taught me. It's okay to doubt, because God is bigger and he is huge. And I just want you guys to know that, like, this is a miracle what happened to me. Like, God, I never could have known that God could have healed me from this. Or could have, like, spoken to me in so many ways. Like, it's just amazing. Guatemala literally changed my life, and I hope that I change others down there too, because I wasn't there for myself, but, you know, to show God. But God taught me so much, and I am so blessed and so thankful, and hopefully I can go this summer. And I just really want you guys to know that God is powerful. Don't ever think, don't ever let Satan fool you into thinking you have to fix yourself, because, guys, you cannot. You can't. I've tried. Trust me. I've tried for like 2 years. It doesn't work. It just causes you stress and you're just frustrated. So give it to God. Like, there's no other peace than just giving it to God. That's it. And you can live your life peacefully with him no matter what happens. Whatever happens today, tomorrow, whatever happened yesterday, it doesn't matter. You just get on your knees and you pray, and he will heal you, and you will be so strong to just go through whatever this world has to offer you. So be blessed and just take hold on that truth. Okay.
Hi. My name is Caitlin, and this was my first time going to Guatemala. My brother goes down there all the time, but it was my first time down there. And for me, it was actually my first time on a plane, too, which sounds kind of nerdy, but I've never been on a plane until then. So, much like Jacob, God really started speaking to me, not when we actually got to Guatemala, but on the plane ride there. And I was sitting next to this couple, and I was sleeping most of the flight because it had been a long day. But when I woke up, I looked down, and we were right over Guatemala about to land. And I just looked down, and I saw the mountains and the beach and the clouds, and I'd never been up that high in a plane before, ever. And just looking down at that made me realize how big God was, because I knew he created that, and he created me, and he created the person who created that plane that I was riding on, and he created my pilot, and he had control of everything that was going on in that moment and in my life. And just seeing how big he was so, like, overwhelming to me, and I was like, wow, you know, I'm so lucky that I get to go serve him for a week. So lucky, because that's a true blessing that I got to serve him. You know, I shouldn't be able to serve him. You know, he is so much greater than me, and he's lived a perfect life, you know, and that's something I could never do. You know, I don't deserve the salvation I have, and just the fact that I have it and that I can serve him is a blessing to me, and a blessing to hopefully the people in Guatemala, and hopefully that they were able to be saved too. So, I have a verse for that. It says, it's Psalm 19. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies above proclaims his handiwork." And that was actually taken very literally for me. Like, it was the ground, the sky that I was in, that just showed me how big he was. And he did some amazing things on that trip, not only in my life, but just in the lives of others on that trip. And it's just crazy to see what he can do. And it was just an amazing trip, and I fully trust God with my life, and because he has control of it, and he has control of the situations going on around me, if I give it to him or not. I can willfully say, "God, you have control of my life," and let him run it, or I can fight, you know, try and fight him every day. Like, "God, I don't want this to happen. God, I don't want this to happen," but it's going to. And the other verse is, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Kind of rhymed a little bit. "More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter than honey and dripplings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, in keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from my hidden faults. Keep back your servants also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." And that was just perfect to this gospel life. You know, it's saying God's ways and his rules and everything about him is perfect. And, you know, nothing about me is perfect. And that's because of my sin. And my Savior has saved me from that. And so every day I should consider it a blessing that I can serve him and that he saved me, because I don't deserve that. And so going down there was such a beautiful thing to me, because I got to serve him for a week, and it was one of the best experiences of my life, because, you know, you feel so blessed just to be able to serve him, and putting yourself beneath him and humbling yourself is one of the best things, because he's so much greater than us, and just realizing that and humbling ourselves is just such a great thing, and then we can really live this gospel life that he's called us to live, and then maybe we can lead others to him so that they can understand the greatness and the pure joy that we have from him. So Guatemala was just a great thing for me, and I realized how truly big he was. And the people down there, like all those Guatemalans, all those churches, they were praying the same God I pray to. You know, they could have been praying about completely different things, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what their problem, I don't know how their life goes, but up here, there's, you know, it seems like there's so many complications, and, you know, I can pray to him about anything, any problem that I have up here, and so can they, you know, and he hears them, and he hears me just the same. He hears all of you guys, and he knows how to help each of us, and he knows us individually, because he made each of us individually, and he made us the way we are for a reason, and he gave us gifts so that we can use them to serve him. And I'm just starting to realize, you know, in the future when I graduate and everything. God has my life, and he gave me the gifts I have, and so I want to use my gifts to serve him. And each of you guys have a gift, and you can serve him, be it in Guatemala or around here. And if you ever get the opportunity to go to Guatemala or anywhere else, I would say take it in a heartbeat. Don't be nervous about anything. If you had asked me a year ago if I was going to Guatemala, I would have told you you were crazy because I was so scared. But there's nothing to be scared about. God is so in control, and anything that happens was in his plan. And he really, he just cares about us, and he wants us to serve him because he deserves it. And we don't even deserve to serve him. So that's what I learned in Guatemala.
Will you guys pray with me, and then we can get out of here. Dear God, I'm just so thankful for your love and that you can just use a sinner like me just to be a tool in Guatemala. And I'm just so grateful for your son dying on the cross. And as we get to go to Guatemala and share their light to those people, just help it sink in the jungle as we spent most of our time out there. And with the pastors out there, just let them know that you're there and that they can be confident in sharing your word. And for all the work that you did in my life, just thank you that you just keep showing yourself through my life. And as I keep going through things, I'm just so grateful for you being such a good foundation to build my life on, and know that I'm not going to sink or I'm just going to not crumble to the ground. And I'm just so grateful for everything you do for us, and just thank you for getting us safe. Just say amen.